Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot me crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
That's right. Welcome to the show from our guy, Georgie. We now have a show open. We have been using Georgie's theme song for us in the 3 o'clock hour, and we've moved it to open the show every day because it is very appropriate. Welcome to the show. You can check out Georgie at Georgie Music, J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K, on social media. But here we go. I mean, what a Saturday for Miami Hurricanes football. You had game day on campus. It was an all-day party. I was watching McAfee this afternoon. He was raving about the Canes and Coral Gables. He was raving about Cam Gorby, our friend at the University of Miami, who got me in Whittingham last row tickets to the UM Duke basketball game a couple of years ago. Cam Gorby is the one who got McAfee that Speedo that he was wearing when he jumped off the diving board. So just an incredible Saturday. Then the Hurricanes go out. They didn't need their best performance, and I'll keep it real. They got to keep a couple of those really good performances in the bank for tougher opponents. You don't necessarily need something like that against the Floridas of the world. Certain games, you just skate through, you're fine. They handled their business, and now, I don't know, no big deal. They're just ranked number two in the nation. No big deal.
I don't want to be the Gator that has, moral victories. I'm not going to lie to you. The Canes are better than the Gators. I knew going into the game, we knew what was going to happen. I bet the Canes, hell. You could run the ball on the Canes. And if the Gators had any damn sense, they would just ran the ball over and over and over again, because this damn DJ Lagway, I don't know if he can see. I don't know if he knows where receivers are. But I think the Canes, when they have better opponents, they're going to have to stop that run.
I mean, obviously, there were some warning signs. I don't think Carson Beck is going to play that poorly most games, but you did watch it. And by the way, Canes had a touchdown taken away. I mean, they had a touchdown. They would have had a bigger lead. They would have been playing with a bigger lead. You got those crooked SEC refs. That's fine. I mean, they try to do whatever they can to help you guys out. Totally understand. I mean, you're trying to do anything you can. Totally understand. You watched it. I mean, I did at least, and say, you know what? That might not cut it at Doak Campbell in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I don't think that game was representative of who Carson Beck is as a quarterback either. I thought that was probably his worst game as a Cane, right? I mean, there's only been four, but that was his worst one.
Not impressive at all. But 10 out of 10 times, y'all would beat the Gators. I'm not saying anything like there. The Gators had a chance. But they showed the cheat code to beat the Canes, which is to run the ball and to affect Carson Beck, right? Like, it's almost Tom Brady. Like, Beck's not running around. You have to, if you get pressure in his face, he'll nut up a little bit. But it's, yeah, they beat. If we played for the next 6 months, y'all would beat us every time.
Well, sounds like you are taking some sort of little moral victory lap, but that's all right.
It's No.
Whatever gets you through.
You know what? I'm coming from the angle of I'm pissed at Billy Napier for not just running the ball over and over again. He kept getting cutesy. I thought about you, Hawk. Don't get cutesy. Run.
Sometimes you got to get cutesy.
4 times 3 equals 12, and that's a first down. We could go get 3-4 yards every play. Hawk, it's the football you don't want to watch. I was sitting there in the box saying, just run the ball over and over and over and over again. Take this ball out of DJ Lagway's hand.
Well, we're going to talk about it today. John Michaels is going to join us today. I saw him at the game on Saturday night. He was in his element.
Y'all got a little cutesy talking about me, too. I saw
that. Right. He's ready. He's ready. He'll go with you toe-to-toe. Toe-to-toe John Michaels. People walk up to him, man. They're so excited to meet him. They love John Michaels at that stadium, man.
No, they gave me talk. They gave me hell Saturday.
I bet. You couldn't get out of that suite.
I didn't even go to the bathroom.
If you had to walk 2 feet. Because I was getting – it was funny. I said to my wife, I go, this is the amazing thing of my life. I couldn't walk 5 feet without someone. We love this show. Lights are on. I'll get to that. You know, all the stuff, where's Crowder at, you know, cause I was down with the people, and I wasn't secluded in some sort of suite. I was with the people, cause I'm a people person, unlike you. I said to my wife, I go, what's gonna be funny is, I get all this adulation, and then we're going to get home, and I'm just going to be cleaning up cat pee for the rest of the night. Like it's a very yin and yang existence.
Yeah.
5 minutes before we came on the air today, the cat started throwing up. And I said, that's funny. 5 minutes before I go on the air, I'm kneeling down cleaning up cat throw up. It's a real, real interesting. It's a real star-driven existence I have. Regardless, we're going to talk to John Michaels today. Josh Appel is going to join us today as well. We have to give some love to the Miami Marlins. And I wanted to bring on Appel. I want to talk some NFL with him. But we have to talk Miami Marlins with Appel. We have a lot of stuff to get to. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Very possible that the Saturday matchup against FSU is a College Game Day matchup. If FSU handles their bit, do they play Friday night this week or Saturday?
Yeah, Friday night on the road at UVA.
They beat UVA on Friday night. You're going to have Miami and FSU, two top five teams, battling in prime time a week from this Saturday, and I would pretty much guarantee you College Game Day will be up in Tallahassee for that one.
I hate it a little bit, so I'm sorry. The U is back.
They're back.
Whoa.
The U is back.
They're back.
What happened? Man, that damn College Game Day, that pool right next to the dorms, right next to that little courtyard with the lake in
the
middle.
They recruited me.
Driving boats around. I'm watching Game Day, hating but loving it, but hating a little bit. That's impressive. And the football team can play football. Like that's the U being back is exactly what you saw on Saturday Game Day.
But they're back or they're back back. It's a difference. You can be back. College Game Day's fun. McAfee's in a Speedo. That's back. Football wise, are they back back? Because Hawk, I think they are. I don't know about Crowder talking about the recipe to success. The Gators ran the ball for 80 yards. Like, that was nothing. I think they're back.
Choked their ass out for three quarters. But not where I went to Gainesway.
And a touchdown taken away. They literally had a touchdown taken away. Like people are glossing over that. Like, they're playing with a much bigger lead, and you're not even caring that they seem to have stalled, because they seem to have stalled except for the fact that they actually had scored another touchdown that got robbed by the SEC refs.
Well, you know, you can't hold everybody like this. That's what holding is called.
Hold everybody. The guy never even got that. No one, don't touch them. Guy said, oh, there's a whole bunch of people over here. I'll go run over there. In right in the end zone.
The Mario Cristobal, the setup, the way they look, the size of them. And then, let's be honest, you bring in Cam Ward, then you bring in Carson Beck. They're going to have to continue to grab these top Heisman Trophy candidate quarterbacks. But the ancillary pieces that Mario Cristobal's put together, they look the part like hell. Like, you see them standing on the field next to other teams, and you're like, okay. Because that was my first live game this season. Just watching them come out the tunnel, I was like, ooh, these are some large human beings that are running out with the Canes jerseys on. So if Mario keeps recruiting and you keep bringing in veteran quarterbacks, I think they can be back.
I mean, you've got Crowder, if you're watching the video feed, throwing up the U. We don't forget. But you've got, statues they announced last week. Gino Toretta and Vinny Testaverde are going to have statues at the athletic department. You may have to save some room for Reuben Bain if we're putting up a little statue plaza of Heisman Trophy winners. Put him on your radar, because that dude is a monster.
The best player on the field. Saturday.
Yep.
The person that does their job the best on that field is Reuben Bain. I'm up there. I'm in a billionaire Bull Gator collective box, and I'm telling people to watch number four. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, bro, I know what you're thinking. Watch Reuben Bain play football. He's good, special first round pick. He's about to be hell in the NFL. He can play this game.
On the TV, I know you guys were there on the TV broadcast. I was watching at home. He was upset on the sideline towards the end of the game because he didn't have an official sack. But ESPN was like, this guy might not have a sack. Look how good he is. They put a package together of just pressures. And it was like, look how good. He doesn't have a sack, but look how impactful he is rushing off the line. And he was pissed he didn't have a sack. Just pissed.
We laugh at it when people bring his name up when they come on. I don't do this to guys. Reuben Bain is special.
Reuben Bain makes you react in a way that I rarely see you react for a player, but that's who he is. I mean,
My goodness gracious, that's who he is.
Marlins deserve a little love, like I say. There's, a whole bunch of stuff to get to regarding the Dolphins still, because Monday Night Football, 1 week from tonight, someone will pop their cherry for the season, the Jets or the Dolphins, because you've got two losers at the dance right now who have never spoken to a girl, and one of them is going home with a lady a week from Monday. Who will it be? Who will it be?
Battle of the 0-3s. We got action.
Battle of the 0-3s. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites, by the way. 2.5-point favorites on Monday night. All right, let's do headlines for the beginning of the program here, and then we will meander through a Monday where, you know, I don't think we're thinking too much Dolphins anymore. We're definitely thinking about the Miami Hurricanes, but we will get through it all. Headlines are brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
A crater, I tell you. It's almost like Reuben Bain sacked the prices.
I'll jump on that crater. I don't know.
Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Miami Hurricanes are number, not five, not four, not three, number two in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Number dos in the country.
Dos.
Team. Hey, people.
The game, without that rain, the game would have got out of hand. The rain helped the Gators out a lot.
I think so.
Yeah, that game would have been 60-7 if there wasn't raining.
Hawk, you said maybe the game next week will be against will be a College Game Day game. Virginia is like low-key, sneaky good, so we'll see how FSU does on the road Friday night game. If FSU and Miami are undefeated, they're both top 10 teams. I think FSU is at 7 as we speak today, maybe 8. They're 8th. They're going to be 4-0. If the Canes are 4-0 and that's not College Game Day, then what are we doing? I mean,
no, I said it's top 10 undefeated. FSU. It's dependent on FSU this Friday.
Yeah. I don't think so. The Gators were terrible. The Gators got whooped by South Florida and it still made game day.
I would just have to see who Ohio State is playing. I have to see what some of the other matchups are before I would say that's the primetime matchup. I mean, we know it's a primetime game. It's going to be 7:30 on ABC.
Because don't put up the video. I hate when you put up the video of me throwing up the U, but it's great for college football when the University of Miami is a part of anything.
The only other game I was
got to get the Gators back on their feet. Man, they're tough to watch. I'm rooting for you guys. Okay. I like it when when all the the major Florida programs are good at football, but you guys will claw your way back at some point, I'm sure.
Now we're make a wish, huh? You're hoping we come on, big man.
I mean, Tim Tebow ain't walking through that door, Crowder.
DJ Lagway ain't Tim Tebow. That's what I figured out.
I don't know about that because I remember before the season started, hey, who's the best quarterback in Florida? You asking everyone, who's the best quarterback in Florida? Because it's not Carson Beck. It's got to be DJ Lagway. DJ Lagway. All I heard was DJ Lagway. What happened, Crowder? What happened? Because he looks like the worst quarterback in the state of Florida.
He's struggling. It's Carson Beck or that little bitty soda can up in Tallahassee. That little tiny fella can play too. DJ Lagway, he has surprised me, unhappily surprised me with how he's playing. Like, I don't know. People are blaming it on Billy Napier, but he just doesn't look good. He was missing throws that were just embarrassing.
I mean, at the beginning of the game, he looked rattled to me. That was a loud, boisterous crowd. There were, you know, like I say, game day and the lights, and he looked like he was just rattled.
Yeah. You know what else I didn't like about the game? We did a collaboration with the band at halftime. Did you see that?
I didn't even see that. No, I was with the people. I wasn't ensconced in some sort of suite like you. I was with the people.
Well, I couldn't leave the suite because people made fun of me, so I just started peeing in Gatorade bottles. But the UM band came out, and then the Gators came behind them, and they did a song together. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this collaboration of halftime. This is terrible.
Speaking of peeing in a Gatorade bottle, did you guys see the video that was going viral? I know a bunch of the accounts posted it. A dude in the suite level, line was too long to use the bathroom, so just posted up in a corner. I mean, he was hammered. Posted up in a corner in the suite at Hard Rock Stadium, just peeing in the corner in front of everybody. You guys see that dude?
No. And that guy should never be welcome back to a game.
No.
I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? These are the suites. All right? Sometimes I do step foot in one of these suites.
I got there a little later. I got to the box about 7:15, and I was walking through the parking lot because I had no special access. It was some drunk people walking around that stadium, boy. Goodness gracious. Dude called me Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor? First off, he coaches, and secondly, I look nothing like Jason Taylor. I shook his hand and kept walking. Jason Taylor.
How'd it feel to be a Hall of Famer for like 2 seconds? Were the vibes Notre Dame 2017 like for those of us who weren't there?
I think the rain held a lot of that down.
I felt like the Notre Dame game may have had just a little more juice to it, but at the beginning of the game, when they were playing Seven Nation Army and everyone was waving the towels and stuff, the beginning of the game, especially when I'm talking about DJ Lagway looking like he was rattled, the beginning of the game was electric. I'm getting chills talking about it. The beginning of the game, there was just that long lull. You know, that first drive... After that first drive, I was like, this is going to be the greatest night of my life. This is going to be the greatest night of my life. And then it was just like most nights in my life, it just became a big lull and I couldn't get the energy back that I had just been feeling moments ago. And
it wasn't any of those, Trajan Bandy. There was none of those like
that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. That crazy play when it just everybody explodes. It was just methodical. Like it was what? 13-7. Like it was one of those boring games that I like, but it wasn't that moment. I tell you, the Bandy interception, it went from cheering to wham, wham, wham. It was so loud. My ears couldn't handle it. It was nothing like that, but it was still, they were rocking and rolling. Hard Rock was off the chain.
Just one quick note before we move forward here in headlines. The only other game that I can see right now that could potentially kick Miami FSU off game day, the only other game, is Alabama-Vanderbilt. Remember last year, Vandy upset Alabama. They're both top 25 teams. Vandy's 18, Bama's 17. They're going back to Alabama. I'm not saying it's a better game. Don't get me wrong. But you know, this ESPN loves their SEC.
Well, and,
Bama
and I just wonder
home.
Too, how often do you get teams appearing twice in 2 weeks?
There's
when's the last time Bama was on game day?
Yeah, I'd have to double check. But I was reading that there is some precedence to that where it just works out that way. We'll see. But that's the only other game, unless, you know, I don't know who Florida's playing. What cupcake do you guys got coming up that week?
They're actually playing Hostess Ding Dongs. It's funny that you ask what the cupcake. They're playing Hostess Ding Dongs. They're underdogs.
I wish we were playing Hostess. I think we have like five ranked teams in a row.
I
want to
make sure we have enough time with John Michael.
Who do we play? Texas A&M or somebody?
You play Texas. You play
We're playing Texas. And then then Texas A&M, then Georgia or something
God
like
bless
that.
God bless you, man. God bless you. I'm going to throw up three Hail Marys for you, man, in Temple tomorrow.
I'm about to put tape over my tattoo, act like I got an injury.
I'm just getting TV. This push notification. CeeDee Lamb suffered a high ankle sprain yesterday. That was obviously a big story. The Cowboys got rocked. I'm just getting this push notification now, so he's unlikely to play next Sunday. They're on Sunday Night Football against the Packers, who suffered a bad loss as well.
Your Bears, Hawk. The Bears look good.
How about that, man? DJ's texting me. He's like, is Caleb Williams good at football? I'm like, man, he looks like it today.
He's talented.
I don't know.
I did run the ball 35 times, but he made some throws.
I mean, did you see the throw he made on that flea flicker?
Yeah.
I mean, he launched a ball like it was a missile.
What is they did something on ESPN. Dan Orlovsky said he threw that ball like 72 yards or something, if you do the math. Yeah.
It was the ugliest flea flicker setup I've ever seen because the running back ran too long.
It almost never went back to him. Yeah. Terrible.
But it worked, man. It worked. And Hawk's right. Marlins deserve credit. They're off tonight, though. They open up their final road series tomorrow. They're in Philadelphia. They play the Phillies. Phillies have already clinched the division and a playoff berth. So and then they close out the season at home weekend series against the Mets, who are just a dumpster fire. So it's going to be interesting at the very least.
The fact that it's September 22nd and they are not mathematically eliminated is one of the greatest surprises in South Florida sports history because they were, we thought, a 100-plus loss team easy.
Yeah.
We thought they were an epically bad team. We'll talk with Appel about it today.
Let's go, Otto. That just rhymes.
Well,
let's go, Otto.
No.
Otto, let's go, Otto. Come on.
Your weather, it was sunny all day. Right now in my area, it's starting to drizzle. Looks like it's going to rain. I know parts of South Florida are dealing with some heavy rains as well, so please drive safely.
The mayor of Hard Rock Stadium, John Michaels, is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Our friend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I always remind you, before we talk some Canes football with him, the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's heard nationally at times on ESPN Radio. He was there Saturday night as the Canes took care of business against the Gators. It was good seeing you, John. We had fun. You were like the mayor of Hard Rock. Everybody loves you there.
Well, they all love you as well. People are coming up, you know, just happy to see you. And ran into a gentleman named Mark. So my mom and I were getting some food over there by Section 106 with my where my season tickets are. But, of course, there's no place to sit down. So we use like a food rack, something where I think the workers use to stand up. We were eating some food. And a guy standing behind me, this gentleman, Mark, and he goes, "Dude, I love your tattoos." "Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it, because I've got the stuff all on the back of my leg." And as soon as I turn around, he goes, "You're John Michaels that comes on with Hawk and Crowder all the time." I said, "Yes, I am." So my mother was blown away walking through the stadium, how many people recognized me, a lot of it from y'all's show. But it was awesome to be there. It was good to see you. Crowder, it was good. Wait, you don't answer your phone when I text, so I didn't get to see you again. I understand you knew you were going to get your butt whooped, but at least I could have got a text back that said, "Hey, bro, I'm over here."
Hey, John, I didn't leave the box after the first time I begged. Last week I kept saying, "Hey, Canes, let's be classy." They were giving me hell in that hallway. I said, "It's no way I'm walking around this stadium." I wouldn't even go to the back. I held my pee and then ended up peeing in the Gatorade bottle, John, because I was not leaving that box. They were giving me pure hell out there when y'all started winning.
Well, if you would have came with the mayors of Hard Rock Stadium, myself and Mark Hockman, you'd have been good. You'd have been treated like royalty. Miami fans were behaving most of the time, other than on College game day when they got the thing going. I said, "Oh, boy, this is going to be a madhouse." And I heard you guys talk in the last segment. You're right. That first drive when Florida goes three and out, Miami goes down and scores, it was as loud as I've heard really in a long time. Like Notre Dame was loud. That was deafening. And then the game got boring because Florida has a pop gun offense and Miami just smothered them into submission.
Oh, so you don't like every pass being behind the line of scrimmage? That's what you're speaking of?
Yeah. Well, that and when your offensive line had two offensive linemen get zeros, like you have to be a special kind of sorry to get a zero on PFF. They had not only one but two offensive linemen get zeros on PFF. It was awesome, though, man. Just to be down there again and see the Canes back in the national spotlight. That was a 12-hour infomercial as to why you choose Miami. From College game day to Pat McAfee and his da-da-da-da to all the beautiful, beautiful sights and sounds that went on at Hard Rock Stadium, it was a great day to be a Miami Hurricane.
No, they got zeros because they had to block Reuben Bain. Let's be honest. They're probably not that bad. Reuben Bain is just that damn good. Bro, I'm a fanboy for Reuben Bain.
Oh, you ain't the only one. Like, yeah, I love him here in Atlanta. He'll go way higher than they have to draft. I looked at that and I said, you know, there's been a few times in my lifetime that defensive players legitimately should have won the Heisman Trophy. Hugh Greene, all the way back in 1980, should have won the Heisman Trophy. There's no doubt Ndamukong Suh should have won the Heisman Trophy his last year at Nebraska. He was the best player on the field. And when I look around the country right now, Reuben Bain through 4 weeks is the best player in college football. No, you know, some apologies to John Mateer, who's done a great job at Oklahoma, but I don't care. Reuben Bain has been absolutely unblockable, not only rushing the passer, but in the run game. And I stayed all the way to the end. I was there till double zeros, and they were singing the alma mater. The last drive that Florida has the ball, Reuben Bain looked like a serial killer on Friday the 13th who was stalking prey. And the fact that he missed DJ Lagway twice, then he's down on the ground doing the Randy Orton, you know, before he goes to that dark place. The guy was legitimately pissed that he didn't get a couple other sacks. And that's in a 26-7 game where the game is long over. All the Florida fans were all the way, you know, they were in Port St. Lucie by the time that was going on. And Reuben Bain's legitimately pissed that he's not getting sacks. That dude is a dog, and he's got a running mate in Akeem Mezidor who's not far off from what he's doing.
What about looking ahead to FSU? Let's assume they handle their business Friday night, and you have a battle of undefeateds up in Tallahassee. The Canes, they weren't world beaters. They were fine. Carson Beck had his worst game as a Cane. What do you attribute that kind of offensive lull to? And if they put up a performance like that moving forward, will they be able to beat better teams?
Yeah, the answer is yes, they'll be able to beat better teams. I give Florida credit. Their defensive backs played really well. Cormani McClain, although Inez Cooper wants to beat the hell out of him if they ever run into each other. Cormani McClain did his thing. You know, Dijon Johnson, before he got hurt, did his thing. Like, those guys played some pretty good defense. And Carson just missed some throws. You had a third down throw go right through C.J. Daniels' hand. That probably cost you a touchdown on that drive. You had the absolutely ridiculously late whistle that cost Marty Brown a touchdown. And let's be real, if that game's 20-0 like it should have been, it probably ends up 40-0 because Florida as a team would have quit at that point as they were getting run out of the stadium. Two things travel, Hawk: defensive and offensive line, and running games. Miami has all of those. When those lines of scrimmage are as dominant as they are, I just don't know how anybody can line up for 60 minutes and beat them. Now, you're going to need Carson Beck to be better if you want to win a national title. Do I think we could go to Florida State and beat them if Carson plays like he did against Florida? Probably not. But knowing Carson and seeing Carson in the past, normally when he had a bad game, he bounced back with a pretty darn good game. Now you're going to have 2 weeks to tinker with everything. Get ready. You're probably going to have Jordan Lyle back for that game. You're probably going to have JoJo Trader back for that game. So a couple of more explosive players to add to the offense. And I'm not worried about Florida State. That gimmicky nonsense that Gus Malzahn wants to run, and you think that little tiny quarterback's going to run against that defensive line all day long? Florida State, please, for the love, beat Virginia on Friday so we can go up there a week from Friday, have college to game day, and stomp your butts back to 2-10ville.
John, I asked this of Don Bailey Jr. last Thursday or Friday before the game, and I said, no matter what the situation is with Florida, they come to Miami, rivalry game, and the Canes pull out the dub. Is that a signature win for Mario? And his reply was, anytime you play Florida, anytime you play FSU, those are signature wins. It doesn't matter. Now that we kind of saw what Florida looked like and you've had a couple days to marinate, digest it, is that a signature win? I know Notre Dame has to be, UF last year has to be, but is this a point now where Mario's stacking these important wins that UM needs?
Yeah, it's hard for me to call it signature only because we all know what signature has meant to Miami in the past. It's normally with a team with a number next to their name, and Florida will not have a number in a while. Like, that team, unfortunately, is not going to be good this year. But Don Bailey Jr. is right. The in-state rivalry, like, I think about our time in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s, winning the state meant something. It meant you normally beat two pretty good teams. And Florida brought everything they had. Unfortunately, their best just wasn't good enough for them to be able to take down Miami. But I have a hard time calling it a signature win. It's a good win. And at the end of the year, when you go 3-0 in three straight games, or 4-0, I guess it'll be, in four straight games against in-state oppositions, once we beat FSU, you'll be able to say, hey, we were the state champs. Hopefully that led to an ACC title. Hopefully it led to a national title. But I have a hard time today saying signature, because Billy Napier is going to get fired. It's not if, but when. And DJ Lagway, he almost needs a redshirt season to get the stench off what he's put on the field for the last couple of weeks.
Hawk said it, Don. He looked scared to you. Like, you now you watch him in the game. I'm leaning away from Lagway. Does he look like what we thought he was going to be?
No. And we had a conversation up here this morning. I said, I'm almost done with five-star quarterbacks. I'm almost done. Because a lot of times, guys that become five-star quarterbacks, it has to do with who they played in high school and how much bigger they were. Like, Nico Iamaleava was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. There's nothing in college that told me he's the best player. DJ Uiagalelei was the same way. He was the number one player coming out. Nothing told me. That guy had three stops and four failures. DJ Lagway kind of looks the same way to me. Could you imagine his size, his athletic ability, playing in high school against, you know, maybe one out of 22 that were going to make it to a college roster? Maybe none were going Division I. He was scared. I'm not going to lie, I was scared for him. That first drive, Marquise Lightfoot, when he tries to roll out left, comes tracking him down like a Lamborghini chasing down a Fiat. There was no chance. And this guy's getting hit. And he's seeing these big dudes, and these guys, you know, they're out there talking trash to him. They're telling him how sorry he is. I don't know that he's the future for Florida, and I don't know if the next coach comes in can fix him. Maybe if he gets Lane Kiffin and gets a quarterback whisperer, suddenly he looks good. His mechanics look terrible. He had a couple of times he had guys wide open, and he just couldn't get the ball to him because he wasn't setting his feet. And then I also think part of it, Crowder, coming off a five-interception game, I think he was making sure he never put the ball in harm's way, which is why every pass was negative one air yards. Like, nothing was going down the field.
I got to ask you, because we're out of time, John, but you host mornings in Atlanta. What was morning radio like today in Atlanta after that game that the Falcons put up yesterday?
You talking about when they scored 9 points?
I mean, they looked like the worst team in the league.
You got scunted by the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers had scored 32 points total in 2 weeks, and they put up a 30 ball against you yesterday. The Falcons had a situation where you had to go back to the 1970 Dolphins for the last team in NFL history to get shut out after outgaining their opposition by 100 yards. That's what happened yesterday. It is fire and brimstone. My co-host Brian Finneran obliterated the franchise. I mean, it's almost fire Raheem Morris, fire Zach Robinson. Can Michael Penix play football? They were awful. And all they have to do this upcoming Sunday is play their former coach, Dan Quinn, and the Commanders. Then they have a Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills and a Sunday night game against the Niners. They are staring 1-5 directly in the face. The good thing is, with the Braves not having a good year, we got plenty of time to talk Falcons and just obliterate them.
Yeah, I had Falcons -4.5 yesterday. That was not the outcome I was expecting either.
Let's go, Cousins.
Who wins a week from Monday? It's the Dolphins and the Jets, both winless. Who wins a week from Monday?
I'm gonna have to lean Dolphins barely, but I will not be getting on my Hard Rock Bet app to put any kind of wager on that. Crowder, I will say thank you. Because Hard Rock Bet's my spot when I land in Florida. That was a nice 200 I won, taking Miami -7.5 against the Gators. That was like what we like to call easy money. Easy money.
John, between me and you, I won the same. I bet games.
Fred Taylor's hot at Crowder, man. Fred Taylor's been hot at Crowder since LSU, and he's angry.
I got to bet with my mind when it's talking about my money now. That heart angry. Can go out the window.
John Michaels, follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. Pleasure seeing you on Saturday. We'll talk to you again throughout the season, John.
Absolutely.
There you go. John Michaels talking a little Hurricanes on this Monday. Don't go anywhere. Got more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana to come.
This is Hawk, Crowder and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.